Donald Trump, if you can hear us, please, Donald Trump, please save me. Please save me, Donald Trump, please. I'm asking you. Please save me. Please save me. Please get these people away from me. In dear God's name, please stop these people.
Welcome to We Are Douchebags, the show where we are douchebags. I'm your host, CJ Squid, and my gender pronouns are they, them, and I identify as race, gender, and thieving fluid.
Hello, my name is Pave as in pavement. My gender pronouns are concrete because I'm rock hard, and as a child, I always wanted to be a bank robber.
I'm Andre, my pronouns are that nigga, and I identify as a shiesty ass nigga.
Wonderful. So, how you guys been? We've been good?
Been alright, yeah.
I think we've all been on a little bit of a demon timing lately, haven't we?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah, like, just today, I went shooting and had, you know, the Glick with the dick. 30 rounds and had a beam on it and a switch. So, I was in my thug era today.
Wait, it had a switch? I thought switches were illegal.
Shh.
What color button was it?
Black.
Yeah. That's basic.
It's fine, though. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever gets the job done. I got kicked out of the range for shooting full auto.
I thought you got kicked out of the range for pointing your gun at someone.
Well, tomato, tomato.
It's pretty savage.
Can't say. Yeah, I mean, that kid, he was threatening me.
With what?
I mean, bro, I was at a gun range. Everyone there was armed. He was 7 years old.
The kid literally asked if you could, like, donate to his school, and he was about to sell you chocolate.
He came up to me, exactly, threatening me for money.
He asked for donations. You slapped the chocolates out of his, like, hand and said, bomb. And, like... started to shoot at the fucking boxes of chocolate for some reason. Now you owe that kid, like, hundreds of dollars.
I don't owe him anything, first of all. I'm a hero.
Hero? Is that what they named you on the front of the business? I thought it was not allowed back in.
I mean, heroes are what we were supposed to talk about today, but our guest kind of didn't show up. But I think I could have been on that list. By the way. Who was that guest?
Yeah, who didn't show up.
He was a very important guest.
Very important. Very I'm well pretty sure they're very busy as well with jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, with the job, most definitely. They're probably the most well-known, respected guest that we've ever had on. Matthew.
Oh, I thought you meant someone else. Okay.
I was picking up where you were going down.
But, anyways, like, What did you do that was pretty edgy this week, Pave?
Pretty edgy? Well, I had lied. Okay, so I was at a fast food line the other day, and this was at the same place that, you know, has the not really smart kid. You know, that one.
Again? Why do you keep going there? Now, we've talked about this.
I was going there, right? And they gave me... They gave me my bag, and I ordered two sausage and McMuffins, but in the bag, I only saw one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, hey, you forgot one, dude. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get that right for you, sir. He gives me the other one, and he throws in a hash brown. And I'm driving back home, and then I realize that, oh, shit. He gave me the full food this entire time, but I just didn't look deep enough into the bag, so I just had an extra sandwich that I took from a Down syndrome person.
It's kind of based.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say, why do you keep going there? But you hit a lick on that place, so I get it now.
Yeah, honestly, like, they fucked me over so many times on my order, so it's about time I
you gotta get,
took a little
get
bit of
get
a
back.
Rebellion, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I understand completely. And you, Andre?
Oh, I robbed the plug for a pound of weed.
You
that's
robbed
light,
the plug for
light.
A pound of weed?
Yeah.
You broke?
We met at the park. Yeah. And then he gave me the pound, and then I threw marbles on the floor, and then I ran away.
Oh.
And then he slipped on the marble, and I got away scot-free.
Classic.
So you didn't try and get back up after falling on the marbles?
I was too fast. Nigga ain't catching up to me.
And you forgot. I was out of that, dude. Like, they always slip like two or three times before they're able to catch their footing.
Yeah. That's why I chose marbles. Oh, yeah. So not like a banana peel or something.
Yeah, the banana peel is easily dealt with. People usually only fall on that like once or twice, but the marbles, it's like a solid 3 minutes. They're sitting there trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been mugged? Like, robbed?
No. Never.
No. No.
What would you do in that robbing situation? Like, if you were being robbed at gunpoint?
If I was being robbed at gunpoint, what would I do?
Yeah.
I'd probably disarm them and then rob them.
And then rob them?
Yeah. Like, I'd take their gun, rob them of their gun, but then also steal their wallet.
I would, like, just put my finger down the chamber, so when they squeeze, it just explodes on them.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you could do that. It's pretty smart.
Honestly, I don't know why people don't do that more often. I think if JFK did that, he would have been alive that day. Like, he still would be alive.
If he put his finger in the barrel of the assassin's gun?
Yeah, or if he, like, held up his hand just in time and blocked the bullet, simply blocked the bullet, it would have been...
Yeah, I don't think he was expecting it.
I was going to say, how would he have known where... Like, I'm pretty sure even today they don't know where he was shot from, so how would he have known?
That's fair. Like, explain that to me again. Like, how many shooters were there, allegedly?
Allegedly, I think they're saying that there had to have been two shooters, at minimum.
Two shooters, because he got shot once in the chest and then the second time in the head, right?
I think the first one was through the neck.
Oh. The first shot, that first guy must have sucked dick.
God, he really sold.
The next shot still would have killed him, just slower.
Yeah, the bullet to the head was just to seal the deal. Yeah, just to make it, like, more, like, just to give a show, you know?
That was to give... The first one was to send a message, and the second one was to get the job done.
Yeah, message sent indeed.
I mean, if you think about it, shooting somebody in the neck is a lot more impressive than shooting someone in the head, because it's a much smaller target.
You know, I'm trying to think, like, what if there was just, like, another world war, right? And, like, our president was captured by, like, the enemy. Let's say, like, we're in war with North Korea, right? How fucked up would it be if, like, a live leak video of, like, Donald Trump being beheaded by a North Korean soldier just, like, roamed the internet?
W. Gore video?
I think it would be, like, people would use it.
Do you think the people would, like, make memes about it?
Yeah, that shit would be memed instantly. They'd put, the smile filter on him while he's being beheaded.
And instead of the screaming, it's like music in the background, like dandy ass music. Yeah. La 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 la. But
it's fire.
I was gonna say something. I just completely forgot what it
you
was.
Gonna
you
say,
can cut this out, Pave.
Okay, well, you were gonna like talk about what you hated this week,
that or is something what I was edgy you talk did. About, actually, what do I hate this week? How about you guys go first, since I'm feeling very kind?
I really hate the boys. I really hate the boys.
Why
the TV show?
Why?
Because they made Frenchie gay, and I just can't stand it. Yeah. You know?
Like, whoa, spoiler!
I'm trying to. It's not even that much of a spoiler. He starts making out with the dude first episode into the new season.
Wait, you still haven't seen it, Andre?
No.
This contractor said like he's gonna watch it five different times, but he'll gladly rewatch like other shows he's already watched.
I haven't been watching
anything. Bro, finish it. What do you think of the show so far, though?
Gas?
Yeah. I mean, did you, like, watch it before, or you're just getting into it, like, binge-watching it?
I got into it, like, 3 months ago. And I watched the first three seasons in, like, 2 days.
Bro, that show is so fucking good.
I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of funny, like, seeing all the people complain about it and starting to figure out that they're actually being made fun of this entire time. the conservatives, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, what the hell is this woke, liberal piece of media on my television? This wasn't what it used to be.
I mean, when the show started out, it did make fun of both sides pretty equally, but slowly and slowly it started making fun of the right more. And this season, they just went full out making fun of Republicans.
Yeah, honestly, like, I mean, I don't mind it, but I would like to see a little bit of a libtards being owned. You know, it'd be nice.
I mean, didn't you vote for Biden?
I voted third party actually.
Oh, it's not Get Her Done anymore.
Well, on paper it was me, but I wasn't the one that actually put it on there. So,
are you admitting to election fraud?
It was Biden's idea, so it was his fault.
You have direct contact to Biden?
Yeah.
Why haven't you, like, gotten us, like, a secret, like, White House position then? Like, made our show the official American show?
I feel like that wouldn't go too well. Why don't we have a CNN spot then? A CNN spot? Like, we don't have any credentials to even start something like that, let alone, like, a budget. You know, I don't know Biden that
well. We don't need
a
budget. We just need a computer, some microphones. Like, if you're close with Biden.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm
close. And an editor.
I'll
edit for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll edit for
free.
See,
we don't even need salaries.
Well, I mean, like, when we're kind of using a space in the White Office, I'm pretty sure we are going to, like, we're going to be charged more likely. You know that, right?
No, we're not. What are you talking about, bro?
Every room in the White House is important. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know it's important, but if we're making something for the government, they would cover all those charges. We wouldn't have to pay a dime.
Oh yeah,
they'd
let's
be paying
back.
Us. In fact,
the government. You know, the people. You don't have too much of a kind. How should I say? Opinion on them.
With?
Like, yeah, relationship. You know, there's been many times where you've talked about bombing their planes. And, shooting up
their planes.
Places.
I talked about
not...
shooting their planes down and pointing lasers at them. Okay, not bombing them. Get it right.
Yeah, let's not forget about let's not forget about the intro where you say, I'm not a big fan of the government over and over again.
30 on 30. Yeah, what about it?
You don't think the government saw that?
Are you trying to blame me for the fact that we don't have a spot, in the White House to record?
I mean, almost. It came out of your mouth.
I mean, you never mentioned this so-called friendship with Biden before, so how would I have known? If anything, it's on you.
You're just overthinking, Piff, you little faggot.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go walk over to him. How many months does he have left anyways? 5, I hope?
Oh, wait. Like, to live?
No, for his election, dumbass.
Oh, I was thinking to live.
Well, he has until January, right?
I thought November. Well, that's when the election starts.
Yeah, November is the election, and then January is when the next president is in office, which is probably going to be Biden again, if we're being honest.
Dude, that shit was so funny. The first time Biden was elected, all the fucking Trumpies were, like, crying. I will never forget the fucking Donald Trump. Save me, Donald Trump. That guy in his car, the hands up. All the cops coming over to him. You've never seen that video before?
I've never seen that video.
That video is a fucking banger.
I'll put it on as the intro, but it's like hilarious. This dude is stopped by the cops.
You can hear me. Please say
I think it was for like reckless driving. I think he was drinking and driving. And he, for some reason, like went live on Facebook. And like he has it like positioned to a way where you can see his whole upper body. He has his hands up as like the cops are coming. And over, he's just repeating, Donald Trump, please save me, Donald Trump. Donald Trump. And, like, slow, like, as the video's progressing, he's, like, just breaking down crying. And it's getting worse as the cops, like... did they break down his window because he wouldn't open the door? I can't remember.
Oh, no, I didn't see that far.
No, it was, that guy was a little... a soy cuck, if you will. Like, literally crying to his daddy, Trump. He was, like, shaking, shivering. That's, like,
one
of the funniest videos ever.
I bet Trump would have saved him if he knew.
Yeah, he would have, like, seen that video. I saw the video. What they did to him was terrible. I'm going
absolutely horrible.
I think I'm going to bond him. Let him out free, like an American.
That's a great impression, Pave. I'm glad you did that.
I know. If we're gonna be honest, like, I think Trump's gonna die first before Biden.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna cap. That man is fat.
Have you seen his diet and like how much diet soda he drinks? Apparently.
Yeah, but what if he ends up like those old ladies who smoke like a pack of cigarettes a day and live to be 100?
I mean, those people, I have no idea how those women made it, to be honest. Do you think just if like genetics. They didn't smoke, they would be older? Like they'd live
like
a lot longer?
Even longer?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a conspiracy. I don't know if you guys have heard it. There's a conspiracy that cigarettes are actually healthy for you and that the government is hiding it. And they're pushing cigarettes out of the mainstream because they give you health benefits.
Like what?
Fuck. I forget what it was that they say exactly. But yeah, they say that cigarettes are one of the keys to living a healthier life.
Smoking cancer lives like... Wait. I'm so confused. Who thinks of that? Where's the science in that? I can't fathom.
He probably smokes like 2 packs a day. And he's just trying to justify it.
Yeah, they say that that humans have been smoking for hundreds of years or whatever, so our lungs are adapted to it, and that tobacco actually treats stuff and it actually can fight certain types of cancer.
That's something I would hear off of my uncle's Facebook post. Like him trying to derail the government. Him constantly posting fucking 9/11 conspiracy theories on his like page.
But all of those are true.
The 9/11 oh my god,
have you guys seen the fucking the flat earth shit that gets sent into our group chat? How they talk about the different realms of earth?
I'm not like very active on the group chat, but there was this one guy who was a flat earther, and he was like trying to explain to the camera, and you can just see his wife in the background. She's like, can you just stop this fucking bullshit? I'm so fucking tired of you. And then like you could just see the sadness come down on his face as he's like, but I love this. She's like, this is fucking stupid.
Let's be honest though, if the earth was flat, what would it change?
I was just about to ask that.
It wouldn't really change anything. We're still fucking stuck here. We're not going to space either way.
Well, if we were on a flat Earth, then technically, if we were to dig down deep enough, it would fall.
We'd fall through the other side.
The other side.
How would you want to do that?
Hey, God! I just came up with a brilliant idea. Okay, we go to the deepest point. Like, you know how the ocean has, like, the deepest points on Earth?
The deep? Yeah. Like, from The Boys?
Yes, back to The Boys. But we go to the deepest point, and since that's already the closest to, like, where the Earth would fall off, we just start drilling there and slowly drain the Earth of all of its water, so we cause a mass extinction event.
So, wait, they think the Earth is flat. Very curious, so... Theoretically speaking, if one side of the Earth, like, were to go on the half of it to make it heavier, would the Earth, like, tumble and fall? Would it, like, flip around? You know what I mean? It's like a plate. You have too much food on one side.
I don't think so.
The plate's going to get too much heavy and it's going to, you know, tumble.
You know, that flat earthers don't even... They don't believe gravity exists either.
They don't believe gravity exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, they believe...
It's like some electromagnet shit.
So, like, everyone can fly, but we're just, like, we were removed. Like, that ability was just removed.
No. They say that since humans are heavier than air, we sink below the air, but that doesn't work without gravity. Something to pull us to the bottom.
Are we, like, attached to strings or something?
I don't know what the hell they believe. They just believe that gravity is fake and that density is the only thing that matters.
I want to meet a flat earther one day, you know.
Yeah, they say the sun and the moon are electromagnetic. It's not gravity, it's just magnetism.
But that makes a lot of sense. There's no up and down in space, so density still wouldn't really matter. like, especially if we're on a flat Earth, how would we be pulled towards the Earth?
I don't know. Knowing how schizophrenic flat Earthers are, they probably thought of that question and have some crazy ramble answer to that.
We do need to talk to one day.
Oh, no, that'd be so interesting.
If any of our listeners are flat Earthers, reach out to us.
Pavezant, you seem like the type. Reach out to us.
She seems like the type. But I don't even know what that means.
I'm just kidding. I'm
just trying to pick your brain a bit.
Pick at my brain.
But, Andre, did you even say what you hated this week?
Oh, no. We went on a tangent. I hate humidity.
Humidity?
Yeah, in the summer. That shit is gay.
It's gay as fuck.
Gay as
hell. Not straight. I mean, it's Pride Month, bro, so it's kind of like the time for that thing.
Yeah, fuck that, though. I don't care. You're outside for 2 minutes and you're musty already.
Pride Month
has
been, like,
that's true.
Going by like a flash. I'm so glad that, you know, this month has been going by so fast so we don't have to celebrate gay people for too long.
I mean, Pave, you know what they say, right?
What?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And I have a lot of fun when I'm unemployed.
You've been having a lot of fun this month?
Yep.
What have you been doing?
Well, I got fired, so that was one thing. And then, like, unemployed again. And then I went on a journey to find myself. I went to Kansas City.
You went to a music festival? Oh, okay,
You went to Kansas City to find yourself?
Yeah. And,
what you do in Kansas City?
Eat corn dogs.
That actually sounds hard as fuck.
Yeah, I ate corn dogs at Kansas City. And it was nice. Came back to my house, and, you know, I got the call saying that I'm back on the job. So now, I mean, I'm still unemployed, but not to, like, an extreme extent. I mean, if someone asks, hey, you have a job? I'll just say, yeah, I'm a freelancer.
I mean, technically, like, being employed implies that you're paid. So I wouldn't say that you were employed, fired, and re-employed. I would say that you were enslaved, freed, and then re-enslaved. Like, I bought you again.
You bought me? You didn't even spend a single dime. The most you've spent on me is, like, the dinners you buy me when I come around, whenever I eventually do. And even then, you don't even pay the full amount.
They have to feed their slaves, so.
Yeah, the bill came out to, like, $110, and you put down 20, said it's on you. Or, no, this one's on me. I'm like, okay, thank you.
You'd be abusing them, CJ. This is unethical.
Well, your people have related to it for a long time, haven't they, Andre?
Yeah, so I'm noticing that it's unethical.
I mean, but wouldn't you consider getting back at the white man?
Yeah, that's a different perspective. I'm fucking with that perspective, actually.
I'm technically, like, I'm helping you out, brother.
Yeah, in the long run.
Like, I believe that Black Lives Matter, and I stand with my brothers and sisters on the other side, you know?
Hell yeah.
So, this is how I'm being an ally.
Word two.
You're so brave for that.
For black excellence.
But speaking of black excellence, what did we talk about last week?
Last week we talked about gay things again.
Part two,
yeah.
Because this month is so amazing that we had to do it twice. So, what won?
Destiny 2 players were the gayest thing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I still stand by it. Still stand hard.
Yeah. I can't really say anything about it because that's what the numbers came out to.
Right, right. So you would agree Destiny 2 players are really gay.
Unfortunately, yeah. There's a, like, fucking non-binary creature in the game and it's really annoying.
It's really annoying because it talks like this
and it fucking pisses me off.
It talks really flamboyant. That's what just sells it for you. You just can't. It's because of your sexual urges, right?
Bro, he's like a 7-foot thing, right? Like 7-foot god thing, right? Like, built like a Greek god.
Yeah.
And it wears the fucking gayest clothes. It wears, like, fucking space lingerie. I'm gonna look this shit up so you guys can see. Destiny 2 non-binary character.
Space lingerie?
His name is Nimbus. Okay?
Nimbus.
With an M? Nimbus?
Yeah.
Goofy ass name.
Look, I'm sending it right now. So, those of you who are listening, look up Destiny 2 Nimbus. I fucking hate this thing. So, that's what it looks like. And very clearly, it's a dude.
But, and it just sounds like this, like a complete fucking, like slur.
And, like, fucking me and Matthew playing Destiny 2, we just fucking shit on this thing the entire time. Completely irrelevant character, by the way.
What is it, like, oh, an NPC?
Have you seen the voice like actor?
Yeah, it's an NPC.
Have you seen the voice actor? What the fuck?
You guys see the picture?
Yeah. What am I looking at?
That's the character.
Yeah, and this is the voice actor.
Wait, let me see. What? Ew. Yeah, so...
Gamergate spawn.
That's the state that Destiny 2 is at right now, and they made two of the most badass characters gay with each other. They made Saint 14 and Osiris gay with each other, and those dudes are supposed to be, like, super badass. So, it's like the boys, except not self-aware.
I mean... I'm not gonna lie to you, CJ. Everything with space is kind of gay. I'm not gonna lie.
What are you talking about?
Dude, okay.
Destiny 2 has space cowboys.
Every single space thing I've seen always has a gay character. This is not new. Hold up. Let me give you an example.
New Disney Star Wars doesn't count.
No. It's way before that.
Okay.
I need to find... what's Eyeshadow...
There's an article from 5 days ago. Oh, never mind. Okay, I think they just updated it 5 days ago. But there's an article from a year ago. The title is Destiny 2 Adds Non-Binary Character Nimbus. Fans hate them.
Fans hate them.
Yeah. Oh my god. You guys know about Skydas Minecraft?
Oh, dude, I used to love that guy. You know, when he used to call the gold butter?
So, I watched an hour-long video yesterday. It was Critical reacting to, like, the fucking rabbit hole that dude went down.
Yeah.
So you guys know about the drama, right? Or no?
Yeah, I do.
I vaguely.
Okay, so...
Oh, another gay alien, by the way.
Basically, let me see this.
With his wife and kids.
What the hell is... Yeah, what the hell is this thing, Pave?
Honestly, I have no idea what that is. That's an alien. I know he wears eyeshadow on the show.
But what is it from?
Stargate.
Oh.
Some really fucking old, really old show from back in the day. Mm-hmm. I only know about it because someone that I know watches it, like, all the time.
Who watches it?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. But anyways, so Skydas Minecraft.
Yeah.
He would get like fucked up on drugs or whatever, and then he would abuse his girlfriends and like he would do shit like he would lock his dog up in a cage and surround the cage with mirrors so the dog would have like a panic attack.
Oh my god.
There was pictures uploaded online where his house was or not pictures, videos. He would be in a messy ass room with like fucking just garbage all over the floor, just repeating, "I'm Pickle Rick, I'm Pickle Rick," for like a minute straight.
The fuck?
What? And there's allegations that he would smear his blood on the walls And he would abuse his girlfriends when they were pregnant, like he would hit them in the stomach type shit. So Critical was hearing about all this information and he kept referring to Sky as a he. And then I guess in the chat they said Sky goes, or his name's Adam. They said Adam goes by they, them. And instead of arguing, he caved right away. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Wait, Sky does Minecraft as a they, them now?
Yeah, he's a they, them.
And oh, yeah. Because that's what should matter, me right? Off.
That pissed me off because they did the same shit with, who else did they do that with? It was that shooter from... Actually, I think there was a couple shooters where they literally did a mass shooting and people would refer to them as what they were born as, like a he or a her. And then you would have people like, they're actually a they, them, or they're actually trans. And it's like,
who gives a fuck?
It's like, dude, why the fuck do you give a shit if they're a horrible person? If they can't respect anybody else, why the fuck would I respect their pronouns?
Facts.
Just because they're a bad person doesn't mean you should, like, not respect their pronouns. That's very bigoted of you.
No, that's literally their argument. They're like, it doesn't matter. You still have to, they're still human. And, like, what the fuck?
And the amount of times I've had respect. To, like, explain that to someone where I'm like, I don't give a shit what they think they go by. But legally, they have, like, they're a dude and they have a dick.
And then, God, it pisses me off because they will literally fight you about, like, someone who murdered children. And they're like, actually, their pronouns are this, this, and this. It's like, fuck off.
That's so dope.
That's still it is dope.
Kill them. Still should be.
That just proves, like, how this LGBTQ shit is just, like, mental illness in disguise. They just can't understand, like, that human life is more important than someone's pronouns.
I mean, not all people are like that, though, that are in that community.
Let me change. Trans, I would say. Never. That. Not the LGBTQ no, community,
they're
the
all
trans.
Like that. You guys are wrong, both of you. They're all like that. So, I was supposed to fucking transition into our spreadsheet this week, which transition was made by our very female? Own. That was actually a great transition. And I didn't even pick up on it, but Andre, you made our spreadsheet this week.
Yeah.
And do you mind telling us what the black man made the spreadsheet on this week?
The best places to rob, or the best place to rob.
Yeah, so why don't you go ahead and read off the categories for the week?
Can we just explain like why we decided to have Andre make the spreadsheet?
I think the fans probably picked it up from context clues, but you could go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, it's like we were having a little meeting after last episode, and we started to figure out like how much Andre does on The Office, which is very little. So we gave him a spreadsheet, and we said, "Hey,
you didn't
all
do
you
shit.
Need to do, I didn't do shit. What have you done?
You didn't do anything.
I clean up after you every single time I leave the office."
Gave it to you in a flash drive.
I thought I already made my spreadsheet. No. You can't put this on me now. You can't blame this on me. Another black person activity right here to blame put the blame on someone else.
Wait,
that
is
so black of you.
I'm not blaming you.
You are blaming me. But anyways. So I literally told him, just do whatever makes you happy.
Yo, are you gay?
And it was places to rob. So I guess robbing things is what makes Andre happy.
Alright, you're goddamn right. Alright, from the bottom, we got jewelry stores, Lego store, GameStop / Best Buy, IRS offices, minority neighborhoods, nutrition store, gun store, Sam's Club / Costco, strip club, and the bank.
And then what are the attributes up across the top?
Attributes, we got speech, intellect, reading, math, bag of money, bags, security, equipment, bitches, pre-planning, speed, stealth, red crayons, blackness, and survivability.
Yeah, so what's the difference between, like, bag with the money and then bags.
So bags is like, if the bank carries like those stereotypical bags with the dollar sign on them, like you see in cartoons. And then bag of money is just like how much money is in that bank or in that place.
Oh, so it's like how much you'd be able to steal from there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, I get it. What does red crayons mean?
I just went on random word generator and got red crayons.
That's not how you're supposed to do this.
And
Okay, you know what? I just came up with a better reason than you off the top of my head. That's how much you use red crayons when you're planning, like the when you have the blueprints of the building. Like that's how much you would mark stuff in red crayon.
Since when do black people pre-plan out their fucking robberies?
You're right. That's probably why Andre couldn't think about what red crayons mean.
There's no idea what to do with that.
All I do is prepare. That's all I do. All I do is plan.
I mean, well, you should have had a plan for what red crayons meant.
Seems like, oh, you have a plan.
There was one more slot, and I'm like, I can't think of anything. So let me just get a random word.
That's fair.
You came up with blackness and survivability straight after that?
Oh, yeah, actually.
Okay, makes a lot of sense, man. Is that a foreign
concept for you? You want me to explain it?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, like, if you're working on a spreadsheet, then, like, then you should probably
come prepared. So we don't have any more questions for that sheet.
I don't think so. Pave, do you have any more questions?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you probably have, like, 90, but go ahead.
Can you explain to me what does blackness mean in this context?
how often, how likely a black person would rob this place?
They should all be 20 then.
I don't Except believe that the, to be true, and I'll give you my point as we get on.
Okay, fine. We'll get into it later. Any other questions, Pave?
Why is the nutrition store there? What would you rob from the nutrition store?
That's easy. Creatine, are you retarded?
Vitamins?
No, I want to know what Andre himself is picking out from this nutrition store.
Vitamins, pre-workout, supplements.
Yeah, that shit's expensive as fuck.
That's fair. Okay. I think I'm all ready now.
Okay, are you done inquiring, bitch-ass nigga?
Yeah.
Talk about your spreadsheet. I just wanted to say, Pave, you had like a cute little laugh there that you did. You went, and you sounded like a redneck.
A redneck?
Yeah, I think you should do that more often, and it would appeal to, like, our southern audience.
Oh, okay.
Like, you sounded like a dude from Louisiana.
Like, Louisiana?
Who puts Cajun seasoning on everything.
I fucking hate Cajun seasoning. I'm sorry.
Why?
What?
I don't like it. It's just, it burns my tongue.
This is why he's enslaved, Andre. That's crazy. Why he's enslaved.
Starting to make more sense.
Getting our get back.
I like to go to Mexican restaurants and order nothing but plain fries.
With fucking chicken tenders? Unsalted?
No. Chicken, dinosaur nuggets.
Oh, dinosaur nuggets are good, though. I can't even blame you if you do that.
If they were regular nuggets?
What if they were regular nuggets? No, thank you.
If there are regular nuggets, then yeah, at that point, that sounds good right now. I could go for some chicken nuggets or dino nuggets right now. Don't make me hungry mid-podcast, bro.
Sorry.
I would like to go to the gun store. No, not the gun store. I would like to go to the Sam's Club for intellect.
Okay. Sam's Club?
Yeah, Sam's Club for intellect. I have a little bit of a problem. Why is it only out of 4? Can you explain that to me, Andre?
I mean, I think it's...
I think it's pretty obvious, actually.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting, like, turbo lag right now.
Okay. Take your time.
Brain lag, that is.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, intellect at 4.
Yeah.
I think it's a little hard to rob, in my opinion.
Why is that?
You have so many good Samaritans that work there that are just sitting there smiling at you. That's first.
I mean, my logic was you have to have a membership to get in, so you wouldn't even be able to get in to rob the place.
No, you don't. Just walk in.
Not unless, like, you plan it out, like, going in from another way. You have to be very smart. It's a pretty damn big place.
Steal someone else's membership, but you have to have a membership, because, like, when I was in high school, they wouldn't let me into Sam's Club, because I had a backpack. And they were like, where's your membership card? And I was like, oh, I don't have it, but my parents are members. And they're like, okay, yeah, you can't come in. And I was like, fuck you guys. It was some old black bitch. She always pissed me off. She would stop me every single time I wanted to go in just to get pizza.
Shaking my head.
Anyways, though.
I had a second reason.
Okay. Are you going to say the reason or no?
God, this guy. You got to stop smoking when you come to this podcast, man.
God. Well, I'm getting turbo lag again.
Okay.
So, CJ, how's
holy shit.
How was your week?
9,000 ping?
9,000 ping? What were you saying, Pave?
So, how's your week
been? Fixes his internet.
How's your week been? Like, anything exciting recently?
Not anything that I can talk about on the show.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Because this guy's going to become a mall cop.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh my god, you're not robots. Alright.
Are we not second robots anymore? Good.
Alright, second reason. You couldn't go in stealthily and rob the place. I feel like if you're going to go to Sam's Club or Costco, you're going to have to make a show. Because there's so many people.
You're going to have to go in guns blazing, cause a mass shooting while your friend robs TVs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you would have to have a high intellect in order to pull off something like stealing from a big place like Costco. And the pre-planning as well would have to go up to 20, because that just sounds like too much damn work. Not like a normal place you could just walk in. No, you need a membership.
Pre-planning, yeah, I think that should go to 20. But intellect, I'm pretty sure, is how smart it is to actually rob that place. So 4 makes sense, because it's not very smart at all.
So the action of robbing the place is like what's smart, not like how smart you have to be in order to rob this place.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, yeah, it would be dumb to, like, rob a Costco.
Yeah. Robbing a Costco's crazy. Guess who finally answered?
Oh, let me guess. Oh, you just answered. The Matthew?
Yeah.
Tell him to kill himself.
Okay, I'll tell him. And he went into our Discord and wrote, boo, tomato.
I mean, in his defense, he only
said that. It was the Destiny 2 character. Okay, that's fair. I can't get mad at him for that. But anyways, back to the spreadsheet.
I think the intellect for GameStop... Actually, no, it has Best Buy in there, too. It's like... Actually, I don't think it would be very smart to rob electronics. Aren't they all tracked until they're bought?
Is that true? How does that one guy in our group get away with stealing so many electronics?
Talking about Gil?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Good question. How does he get away with that?
He just says... He just buys things and says he didn't get them. Or he'll, like, so buy that service from people that do it for him.
It's literally just like a DoorDash scam. You just, like, get the... Like, as soon as you get the food, just say, oh, I didn't get the food. And then they'll just give you your refund.
Yeah.
So that blows Paves' they track it argument completely out of the water.
I mean, they'll have the serial.
Like you're going in there. You're going in there and like actually stealing from them.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be able to track it afterwards.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
true. It's possible.
That's fair. Okay. Bitches. At
Wait, what does jewelry bitches mean? Stores? How many bitches, like, does that mean how many bitches they're going to be at, like, the store you're robbing? Or is it, like, how many bitches are going to be screaming while you're robbing the place?
How many bitches you get? Oh, I thought that it meant how many... Yeah, that's... Damn, you and me are fucking synced up. Yeah, I feel like if you were to rob a jewelry store, there's tons of bitches in jewelry stores. So they'll get super turned on and wet. Seeing you walk in with a gun, like, masked up, that has to go way up.
And every woman loves a fit guy, so, like, put the nutrition store up to, like, 20 as well.
Okay. So, jewelry store, I think that could go up to at least an 8.
Eight's
what are we thinking about that?
8, yeah, that's fair.
A nutrition store? You walk into a nutrition... Oh,
just because you rob it doesn't mean you're fit.
I mean, but that's the other thing, too. Every time I go into a nutrition store, it's mostly dudes. I think I've only been in a nutrition store and seen a girl, like, once.
That's... We're going to have to factor like a lot in of that the anecdote.
Gamers go to nutrition stores just to get their G Fuel, to be fair.
They sell G Fuel at Sprouts? Nutrition store?
At GNC, they do.
I mean, does, like, Sprouts count as a nutrition store? Because there's tons of bitches that go to Sprouts.
I think that's like
isn't
a market.
Isn't that just a grocery store?
Yeah, it's a grocery store, but it's like healthy shit.
That's still just like a grocery store.
It's like
store.
Calling a Whole Foods a nutrition store.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's fair. So, I think two, like, that accounts for the one woman I've ever seen at a nutrition store.
Yeah, that's scary.
And as soon as she saw you, she decided never to come back.
Fuck you! She decided never to come back because she'd never see another man as good-looking as me.
Yeah, that's how it totally works.
She's like, oh, I'll never see him again.
I'll never see him again. I guess I won't go ask him out.
Oh, yeah, I guess...
Woe is me.
I'll never come again because I'll never have an experience as good as this.
The bank at 6 for intellect?
Yeah, there's tons of money there.
Well, yeah,
should probably
like,
go up.
Yeah, I think I'm tweaking for that. Should I put that to like
if
a
anything,
15?
Yeah,
honestly,
15
I'm lucky
fair because
put it to a 20. It's only like the greatest 20? Minds are planning out high subtle work.
I wonder.
In the yeah. Way Scott Free.
What the hell is the mystery category? It is like the lowest on the board so far. Can you give us a hint, Andre?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, we only do have 50 minutes left. Or not 50. We're almost about to be in 50 minutes anyway, so I guess I can wait.
Yeah, just be patient.
Yeah, just...
Patience is a virtue.
Why is the intellect for 12 at gun store...
Because there's hella guns in there, retard.
Yeah, and you would get shot up by, like, literally everybody.
Places.
Like, if you will never run out of ammo if you rob a gun store and get in a gunfight with police. It's so literally a hack.
Okay, so, okay. Walk me in. How do you rob a gun store? Like, walk me through it.
So if I had to imagine, mm-hmm. Walk in.
Yeah.
And you point a gun at the nearest employee,
uh-huh.
And you say, if you don't give me all your guns, I'm gonna blow your brains out.
Yeah, and then the guy behind you that was, like, in the store pulls out his own gun and shoots you. Then what?
Well, that's why you take in a team, dum-dum. You have, like, 3 or 4 guys with you, so
okay,
that each person is assigned their own victim.
You didn't disclose that information before, but okay, go ahead. So you have a team on you. A group of 4, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you argue that
and
you also
anybody...
have a team for, like, every one of these situations?
What about all these situations?
Could you argue that you brought a team with you?
Yeah, you have a team for all of these.
Oh, okay. So,
except maybe nutrition store. Like, I feel like you could take a nutrition store, GameStop as well. You could take a nutrition store and a GameStop by yourself because usually there's only like 1 or 2 employees in those places.
I feel like the employee at GameStop is like waiting for the day someone tries to rob them so he can be like a hero.
Like, what is he gonna do?
He can't do anything. He'll just, like, try.
They're all fat, yeah.
Yeah, but he'll, like, be thrown around very easily until he's shot.
Like, he'll get slammed down on his head, but he keeps getting back up and, like, running at the guy.
Just to get, like, fucking dodged.
Yeah, just to get, like, dodged. And, like, he starts doing more damage to the fucking store than good, you know? Like, starts breaking everything.
Yeah.
Honestly, I could see a GameStop employee doing that.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, robbing a gun store.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty smart. You would literally walk out with, like, thousands of dollars in merchandise.
That is if, like, you don't cause a gunfight in the middle of it.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to kill, like, four people.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think they're letting up on you. Rob them.
It's just part of what comes with the territory, you know?
True.
But to be honest, I don't think those white people are ready for a gunfight. There's a one old dude shot this fucking robber on the arm and he fucking had a heart attack right afterwards.
I disagree. Hey, he was ready for the gunfight. He just wasn't ready to have a heart attack.
He wasn't ready for the guilt that came with it.
I don't think he felt any guilt. So minority neighborhoods for bags. You think that they're gonna have like bags of money laying around like that?
Fuck no. Maybe in the walls. Andre?
Not in bags. They'll have it in like bank rolls. Like rubber banded up.
Okay. So okay, that's fine. Minority neighborhoods. Speed out of 5. You think you can rob an entire neighborhood like pretty quickly?
A minority neighborhood? Have you seen how small the houses are?
Oh, you're right. So the number should go up.
Yeah,
literally, how many houses there are or apartments.
Their backyards are fucking bigger than the actual house themselves.
That's true.
Don't be retarded, Andre. You came from the suburbs. You don't know shit about minority neighborhoods.
Yeah, well, you just said lived
backyards
in
a minority neighborhood.
I don't know what there project is backyards in a minority neighborhood.
Backyards.
Sorry to tell you, but the one I grew up in had a big-ass backyard.
Well, maybe there's a lot of different kinds. Not that I was surrounded with.
Not that you were surrounded with any, but alright.
He lived in the white person hood, Andre, so in reality that means he grew up in like a $1 million home.
Clearly.
Yeah, the white ghetto, where like they don't have any form of Starbucks in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's like when you came over to my house, Andre, and you were like, your backyard's bigger than my entire house. I'll never forget that. I thought that was so funny.
Some real shit, though.
My bad.
It's minor flex.
All right, are you ready for the mystery category?
Yeah.
The mystery category already?
Okay, I mean, already. We're almost about 7 minutes away.
Alright, mystery category is Pave's house.
Pave's house?
Pave's house. Yeah.
Well, I can see why it's such a low number. This man doesn't have shit to rob.
Nah, not really.
He has a large Sonic plushie collection. That's about it.
You would not get out of my house. You would not get out of my house dead if like I caught you trying to steal that.
And he has like a Shadow the Hedgehog skateboard and a display case. It's kind of insane.
That's also autographed, by the way. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Autographed by who?
The one Jason and Griffin. Only Shadow the Hedgehog.
Like the Griffith? Actual hedgehog?
No, Jason Griffith.
I don't know who that is.
The voice actor for Shadow.
For Shadow.
Well, I mean, that was the answer, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know what else you wanted to say.
I didn't even know that, but I was...
That's the only thing that made any sense, yeah. I mean, I guessed it, but I wanted to hear him say it. The voice actor, I have a signed autograph of the voice actor. Pave is the only man I know who would actually get excited over meeting a voice actor.
Yeah, he has like 60 of them memorized. Cool.
I know.
It is cool.
The
I don't know what
The only voice
you mean.
Actor I would get excited over meeting is, like, anyone from Regular Show, maybe. I think those are the only ones, but I can't name them by name except for Mark Hamill, because that motherfucker was Luke Skywalker, and yeah, J.G. Quintel. Those are the only two people I would be like, oh my god, this voice actor is actually cool.
What about Muscle Man's voice actor?
Oh yeah, that guy.
What about
very few voice actors make names for themselves, Pave, and you know like 80 of them.
That is not true, first of all. I know 70.
What's not true? Oh, 70, okay, yeah.
But to be fair, most of them, like, I have no idea why I know their names. I just know them, you know?
That's just your hyper-autism.
It is. I don't know. I can't remember your name, like, for the life of me sometimes, but if you asked me which voice actor was the fourth Sonic, I'd tell you, oh, that was Roger Craig Smith.
What the fuck?
You're on Chris Chan levels of autism, bro.
I wouldn't say so. There's a lot of people like me.
Is that that's supposed scary. To make that I think we should round them up and genocide them.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I guess I'll round them up first, and we'll cause a rebellion.
Take them to summer camp.
See? That's why we have to fucking annihilate them before they can focus their autism together.
But yeah, back to the spreadsheet, it would be pretty retarded to try and round me. I have nothing.
I think that means you're hiding something.
I mean, like, I'm hiding nothing, but you can try.
I think it would be actually smart to rob you. You know why?
The most you can do is steal my dog, and even then, you can take him if you want.
I think it's smart, because you wouldn't do shit if a robber tried to, like, rob you and rape you.
Okay, rape me is, like, another thing. You know, I think I would do something if someone tried to rape me.
If someone were to come in with a gun, fucking hold you down for 8 minutes while they have their way with you, you would just take it. You're caged up. You wouldn't do anything.
No, not until, like, I use my strength and slam them on their head. Or I just headbutt them so hard and that their whole, like, head just, like, decapitates. You forget you'd that clench I'm really your butt strong.
Cheeks. You'd clench your butt cheeks so hard it rips their dick off.
not happening, but okay. I don't know why we're not robbing your house. You have the most shit out of all of us.
That's not true.
He's the most Legos out of all of us.
Exactly. That would be more profit. Legos that he hasn't even opened, mind you, so they're still in great condition.
Why are you trying to dox me?
You
this
have
is
Legos
about you
haven't opened?
I have... Hold up, let me count real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... I think I probably have like maybe 15, maybe more Legos in their boxes.
Exactly, it'd be way more smart to rob you, and then you have like firearms as well, so you wouldn't even like just leave with Legos and guns. Easiest lick ever.
Yeah, but that's exactly why they wouldn't rob me, because I have so many guns, I'd blow their head off in like 20 different ways.
I mean, hasn't stopped them before.
I was sleeping. That wasn't fair. I was sleeping and it took them less than a minute to take my car. That literally doesn't count.
Can we talk about it?
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, can we talk about that?
Plenty of people have had their cars stolen, yeah. So I think I'm safe.
Yeah, so CJ was sleeping one night and he got his car taken from him. They hot-wired it and everything. The whole shebang.
Yep. Literally gone in less than 60 seconds. I timed it. That shit was so fast. It was ridiculous.
It's kind of impressive.
Not even I have been robbed.
All things considered.
after the fact, yeah, looking at it, that's pretty impressive of them.
Yeah, they are really like smart when it comes with like stealing things.
But now You've seen my booby traps now. Yeah, yeah. If they try it again, they're leaving with holes.
This man has a fucking like plate of nails that he puts underneath his seat cover. So like if anyone tries to like sit down and steal his car, they'll like get stabbed in the ass. He's actually like almost sat on it like 3 times.
my phrasing is it'll pop their balls. Just so we're clear.
Just be careful it doesn't
pop
yours.
Nails. This may incriminate me, so I'm probably going to have to take this down one day, but for any of you who are worried about your car getting stolen, buy seat covers, take a little piece of wood, put nails through it, and then cut them so they're short but extremely sharp, and then just put it under the seat cover every time you leave your car.
The ball popper.
And make
the
them
ball
little,
popper 5,000.
Put little curves on them so like it's hard to take them out.
Oh, oh yeah, that's what I did. I curved them and then I put hooks in them so that if they tried to take it out, it would rip more flesh.
Like a
censor this, please, Fave.
Yep. If I remember to censor it, I will.
Setting up okay, the bear okay. traps.
Or if I could even, like, because sometimes when I censor, I miss it. Like, obviously I've shown, yeah. so hopefully
yeah,
I can get
like
it
like how
right.
you miss every time I say a racial slur.
No, let it be known last episode was not a single, I decided not to put a single censor on last episode. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I just want people to rob you, Pave. I'm trying to look for... You live in a small house, so it would be fast as fuck to rob you, so that's a 20.
Change the stealth up, because his head is so big, he could feel the vibrations from even outside when you're walking. So you gotta be, like, really sneaky. So, like, rob him if he's...
Okay,
20. Is that what the word means? Like, how stealthy you need to be or how much stealth one would, like, have?
How stealthy you gotta be to, like, get the heist fully completed.
Yeah. Red crayons. I bet you would have 20, to have hella red crayons.
Like, 4.
Blackness. Robbing houses is, like, what black people are known for.
And I'm trying to do it, so... The 20.
And
survivability should go down to negative 20.
Pave won't do shit, as we already discussed. So
he'll probably anything, just nag at you for a bit.
Anything that's a 200.
So I'm being robbed, basically?
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. I practically don't live in my own house anymore.
Oh, you live on the streets because you're not getting paid for this? I forgot.
Yeah, pretty much.
I forgot that you have to edit from the public library and you record in there because you have no access to internet anymore.
Yeah, that's why I'm, like, usually very quiet is because I can't be too loud or else they'll kick me out.
Oh, that must be why Andre doesn't speak as well.
That would make a lot of sense, actually. You know what? I would not hold Andre for it if, like, we just found out that's the reason why he barely talks at all.
That's because I'm fucking your mom in the background. I'm trying to not make noise.
Oh. Trying not to, like, scare her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's brilliant. So...
I'm sorry, Paige.
Looks like...
I'm just kidding. It's a good winner.
So, it looks like this week the winner is Paige's house. That would be the best place for you to rob. So, he lives at the address I'm about to say right now. It is... Beep, 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 beep. So, if you want to rob him, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, if you're trying to run up on, like, some figurines and posters.
Yeah, because I'm definitely going to let
Sonic
this,
shit. A bunch
like,
of, like, sex toys.
Uncensored.
Bang his house up.
Yeah, so, that's it for this week. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry for the low energy, but I was very tired today.
Yes,
and
same
I was
here.
Pretty upset that our guest didn't show up.
Yeah.
Rip him a new one.
So, thanks for listening. Share our shit. Hopefully, last week's episode holds you over, because this one probably wasn't the best.
I thought it was pretty good.
But, oh, you thought it was good? Well, I didn't, so fuck you.
Alright.
It was actually kind of terrible.
Yeah, it was actually kind of shitty. I don't know what La La Land you're living in, Pave.
Yeah, it usually happens when you let Andre be in charge
the
of the spreadsheet.
Yeah, you know what, Andre? You're never in charge of making another spreadsheet again.
Thank good. You.
You know, like, we give you one shot and it's fucking best places to rob. Do you have to play into every single stereotype possible? First, you don't have a dad. Next, you get dreads. And now this? What the hell's wrong with you?
The three-peat.
No wonder your people...
What can I say?
No wonder your people can't overcome their fucking situations because of men like
you're
you.
You're the problem.
You're part of the problem, Andre.
You're part of the problem.
Alright. I literally enslaved a white man for you.
He couldn't even do
that
himself,
lazy ass. I'm a piece of shit.
Alright. Thank you guys for listening.
Alright, thank you. Peace out. Listen to all our shit.
Bye.